This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation. Yo, y'all smell that? Mm. Oh, that's the smell of the celebrity pie we're about to put in your eye, all right? The drama's in the air. We're going to give it to you right here. Ready? But before we do that, we got to bounce it over to our West Coast cousins, Heidi and Frank. How y'all doing out there in
Hello.
L.A.?
What's up,
LA?
Now, sitting in the hot seat, literally and figuratively, is from Real Housewives of Atlanta, Eva Marcel, filling in for Portia Williams. So later on, the two of the Spice Girls hook up. One of them is saying yes, plus Eva, it got real busy last night on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. We got to talk to you about that.
This is an understatement.
Oh, yes. But first, Heidi, what you got going on? I heard some big news.
Very, very big news. We have a new member of our Dish Nation family because our girl, Portia Williams, gave birth to little PJ. On Friday at 1:36 p.m. and little PJ, about average, she was 6 pounds, 15 ounces, almost 7 pounds.
A little bag of sugar.
And a little bag of sugar, 20 inches long. Everybody is doing well. And Portia and Dennis also revealed little PJ's name, as only our Portia could on this Instagram picture, with the caption, Pilar Janae McKinley's parents, hashtag meet the McKinleys. Sounds like a TV show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So cute.
And look at this picture of the baby holding Dennis's finger. This is a picture, an exclusive picture from People.com. How adorable.
That baby's got little white hands just like me. Portia, our secret's out.
Most babies have little white hands when they're born.
No, I thought Frank was joking around.
That picture is so hot with him and his tux sitting on the stairs. And
yeah,
her,
I mean, yes.
Damn.
I love it. It's so very good. Sexy.
The next time I have a baby, I'm just going to take my face and impose it on top of her body.
Okay.
Like,
we have a new baby coming.
She is so good. And then she got a ring sitting right on her belly like
blue. Blue?
Looking like a, like a second navel.
Yes.
It's huge.
Yes, I love this look. And she so got her hand on his head. That's so cute.
Well, Portia, we love you. We're so happy for you and Dennis.
Portia.
I can't wait to hold little baby Pilar.
Congratulations.
Give me kisses.
New mom.
All right, y'all. So the iconic producer, rapper, entrepreneur, Dr. Dre, was a very happy dad over the weekend when he went on social media to congratulate his daughter, Truly Young, on getting into USC and poke fun at the college admission scandal with this pic and caption. Says, my daughter got accepted into USC all on her own. No jail time.
Ooh, shots fired.
Oh,
man.
And it seemed like it was like, you know, kind of like the thing to do, but not so fast,
not
because
so
the post wasn't even up for an hour before it was revealed. So Dr. Dre and his business partner, record executive Jimmy Iovine, donated $70 million to USC, and they have a building named after them.
But that's the way to do it legitimately. It's like, hey, we're going to, how about a $70 million?
Yes, that's how you do it legitimately, but don't go on and say your daughter got in on her own.
Come on. She's a lot more clever.
Maybe that had nothing to do with his daughter getting in, because how many years ago was that, 2013?
Yeah, it's like 6 years ago.
Yeah, if she wasn't in school yet.
But you gotta plant the seeds early sometimes, because you know what you want your kids to do. But this is how the game has always been played.
If they're savvy enough to do it that way, then I get it. But at the end of the day, SC is still a really good school, and you need proper grades. So I don't think that this girl is pulling a C average and got into SC. I am sure she is up there with the 4.0s of them and has a great dad that happens to have a school within the school.
You got to have some sort of talent to stay.
But you can say the same thing for Lori Loughlin's kids and William H. Macy's kid. You can say the same thing. It's like, let's get them in the door. If they can stay, they can stay.
But the difference is the girls, you know, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman's, their kids are like, we don't even want to go to college. We don't want to be here.
How ridiculous is it that now Lori Loughlin's daughters are not even allowed on campus?
That's why I'm so proud, and I continue to say that nobody helped me get into the University of Cincinnati.
I don't
know. That's right.
Yeah. So Spice Girls and former America's Got Talent judge Mel B has been pretty much an open book since she got recently divorced. Uh-huh. She wrote her autobiography, which is titled Brutally Honest. And just when you thought she revealed it all, she went on Piers Morgan's new show called Life Stories and dropped another shocking bombshell.
To be brutally honest.
I am being brutally honest.
But did you or didn't you with Jerry Halliwell?
Yeah, we all slept in a bed together.
Did you sleep with Jerry? Like that. Yes, really?
She's gonna hate me for this because she's all posh in a country house with her husband.
Well, she certainly knows how to keep things spicy. Apparently, after the interview, she had to let, you know, Jerry know about their that the juicy secret got out. Mm. And allegedly, Jerry wasn't too pleased. And now word is that the Spice Girl anticipated reunion, it might be on the rocks now.
Oh, no! Man, come on, I really want to see them.
But you know what? I'm sick of all this mess. Women get to sit here and talk all day about how they licking up on each other and carrying on. If that was two men doing that, hell, it would be able to throw them out of society.
Y'all talk about that all the time,
Gary. Men never talk about it. All these women talk about, oh, I just was slept with this
Gary,
girl.
Every day
Gary, every
day
you talk about B.E.J., Booty Eating James. We talk about him all the time.
No.
What I think Gary is trying to say.
Elaborate.
Do you think Mel B was in the right to reveal this secret about Jerry?
No, I don't. I mean, I think if you had a thing where it's like, don't kiss and tell, especially if it's same sex, I would always respect that. I mean, I'm not going to say I've slept with certain people if they're like, hey, I kind of don't want anyone to know. And I'm like, no problem. I've kept people
And any
secret.
Group who's been together for a long time probably has slept together, right, Heidi?
I don't know anything about that. Back to you in the studio.
Did you see Sporty Spice? That was Sporty Spice the camera went to in the audience, who was basically hearing it for the first time. Is have you all slept together? It looked like on her face that she knew and was just wondering.
And she's going, is she going to reveal it?
Yes.
See, I would have thought Sporty Spice would have been the one.
Me too. You know, because the whole sporty.
Yeah, she was a tomboy back in the day.
So always be unassuming.
Be not deceived by clothing, darling.
Oh. That's true.
Yes, I'm a total lesbian.
We know, Frank.
Actually,
Frank.
I dress like one.
She's very much. Clothes.
I know, you always have outside boots.
Always, Frank.
Oh, man.
Well, y'all, the drama is far from over for Wendy Williams. Oh, it's been rumored that the daytime host's husband, Kevin Hunter, is allegedly living a double life with the massage therapist, Sharina Hudson, who was claimed to be pregnant. And now, take a look at this photo obtained from Daily Mail TV of Kevin Hunter and his alleged mistress, Sharina. Now, according to a new report, they allegedly welcomed a baby girl on Wednesday, and that's not it, y'all. According to sources, Hunter's mistress has given Kevin several ultimatums, insisting he leave Williams so they can settle down and start a family together, but he refuses, being that Wendy pays the bills.
Ooh.
Wow.
Do you realize how good your massage therapist has to be in order to get pregnant during a massage?
Well, y'all, today Wendy was caught leaving the sober house that she's staying in without her ring, but she was sporting it during her show. So do y'all think this is true? And should Wendy address the rumors? Should she just leave it alone? I mean, what's...
At the end of the day, people have arrangements in their marriage, and everyone's not privy to it, and everyone does not deserve an explanation for all
that
hate
that's out there. Yeah, but he's spending all her damn money on this damn woman.
But people do lie, and people do, you know, come up with stuff.
Look at my situation. I have a recent situation. They out here.
What's the situation? I haven't heard.
Yeah, fill us in.
Oh, housewives drama, honey.
Oh, last night?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Apparently, I have a whole lesbian relationship family.
God, I wish that was true.
I'm like,
well, go look at a new haircut. Oh, I mean, girl.
You just mad because my fade tighter than yours.
Ooh. Well, that's just it. If a girl has short hair and even Amber rocks the short hair. I think you look, I mean, you look sexy in all your pics, but I love your short hair.
Yeah, coming from a lesbian.
But when you have short hair, people automatically assume.
Either you're a lesbian or you're a bitch. Can't be one of
the other. Oh, my God.
Both? Or you're both.
What if you stuck in the middle?
Well, up next, find out how Adele and Jennifer Lawrence became the life of the party at this gay bar this past weekend. Come right back. Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
So, yes.
So girls just wanna have fun. Hey. Oh, girl. Okay, that's all we
just
can use. And that's exactly what singer Adele and actress Jennifer Lawrence did this past weekend. The Oscar-winning queens felt like partying with other queens, so they decided to drop into a popular New York City gay bar called Pieces. Gary, you been there?
I've never been to Pieces, but I've been to Swingin' Richard.
All right, now. Well, get this, y'all. Nobody even knew that they were in the spot until a drag queen asked for volunteers to play in a game of musical shots, and Adele volunteered. The funny part in all of this is that Adele lost, and J-Law's reaction was priceless. Check this out.
Jennifer, this isn't the Hunger Games. You don't need to do that, Mama. She was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you, doll.
Jennifer tackled her like she was in the Hunger Games, yo. They probably just needed to let their hair down a little bit. So, Gary, what you think? Would you like it if Adele and Jennifer Lawrence hung out at a gay bar with you?
I guess so. It wouldn't matter to me one way or the other.
But they were having a good time.
They were.
Yeah, they look like they had a cute time, honey, but I don't know.
Maybe they would have got you to loosen up a little bit and help you find somebody so you could have a good time, too.
And I thought about
it, too. You might need you a little white piece, Gary.
No, and
ooh,
I thought about it, too, man. Well,
Jungle Fever.
Honey, I could use a piece right now.
Okay.
All right, honey, it's time to move on to some drama. Now, it's time for the Real Housewives of Atlanta update. Now, last night's episode, honey, was a prime example of why they say, honey, keep your grass cut low so you can see those big old snakes around you. Mm. Baby, Miss Eva, honey, you were betrayed. They betrayed you, Eva. Oh, my God, honey. Now, it looks like y'all, Miss Marlo, honey, might have gotten her hands on some very steamy hot tea about Eva, honey, that one of your bridesmaids spilled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, they said that you had to set the record straight, niece. So, baby, take a look at what happened.
Just, I already told her what I heard. Tell me what you know.
Well, first of all, the house that she's in is not actually where she lives. She lives in a raggedy little house across the street from the golf course.
I had a conversation with you, and I told you that after my wedding...
It was a lot of drama.
It was a lot of drama. And in the midst of my wedding, somebody that I thought was a good friend of mine, she is in the streets trying to slander my name. This woman is talking about where I live. I have a protective order for safety as it pertains to domestic violence for me, my children, and my parents. Every time I move, he finds me. Because of that, I live in multiple places. Safety is a priority for me. Nobody will hurt
me. So now, what is going on, honey? Does Marlo have it out for you, Eva? Because I'm very confused, honey, and the people want to know, child.
Well, you know, what my husband always says is consider the source.
Can you pee on him, niece, and tell him what you have in-house?
I sleep with and married to and have children by in-house counsel. Michael Todd Skirling.
She peed for that. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
And the person that we're talking about is Shanita Palmer. She was supposed to be a friend of mine. And what we are not going to do is run around and lie about me and you remain anonymous mustache.
decided to do a little something new here on Dish where we choose a celebrity who accomplished something really awesome over the course of the weekend. So it's time for a new segment where we find out
who won the weekend.
You know, and this week's winner deserves a big old drum roll. This man is a comedian turned producer turned director, Jordan Peele, y'all.
He
bodied the box office with his brand new movie Us within 3 days. And big, huge congratulations for Jordan Peele smashing the box office and being our first weekend.
That's right. That's right.
Woo! All right. Up next, a football player is quitting the game and another is quitting sex. We'll have all the details right after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Well, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. That's all you Patriots fans out there. Rob Gronkowski is out the game.
What?
Yeah, so the New England Patriots tight end announced on Sunday that he's retiring from the NFL after 9 Super Bowl-filled seasons with the Patriots. The 4-time All-Pro posted his decision on Instagram saying, "It all started at 20 years old on stage at the NFL draft when my dream came true, and now here I am about to turn 30 in a few months with a decision I feel is the biggest of my life so far. I'll be retiring from the game of football today."
Good for him, hell.
Nice.
The tight end.
You are the tight end.
You already are.
But we got to see how well you can, like,
much
throw
you
and
complain
catch.
About being lonely.
Okay. We halfway there.
He's a receiver.
Okay.
Trying to run with that, he would have definitely fumbled.
He has like a $54 million deal, and he's one of the ones that are like very smart as a millennial, I guess you can consider, because he's barely 30. But he hasn't even spent any of his football contract money.
Tom Brady must hate being at home, because, like, you know,
evidently,
you are in your twilight years. You should be somewhere chilling, like Gronkowski is. But at the end of the day, you got your Super Bowl rings.
Right.
You still putting together complete sentences with all your vowels.
Right.
Man, you better go live your best life and spend that money slow.
Well, moving on, it looks like Cam Newton is retiring as well, but not from the NFL, y'all.
Oh, really?
Huh? Let me explain, honey.
Please do.
The Carolina Panthers quarterback went on the Late Late Show and explained his master plan to help him have a bounce-back season after a disappointing one in 2018. And boy, let me tell you, honey, this one may be real challenging. Take a look at what he says he's going to do.
Every month, I've really, you know, this has been the offseason. I try to challenge myself in many different ways. Okay, January, I decided the whole year I'm not going to bet. So no bets in January, then it carried over. Then February, what was February? Oh, vegan.
So vegan, vegan in February.
And then March, I'm given, I hope this is an adult crowd, it looked like it is, no climax.
Woo! Oh. Shut the front door.
Straight up.
What's happening?
I guess he's giving up sex for the month of March.
Why March?
Because he don't want his soldiers to march in the wrong place.
I don't know. That's not going to even benefit him, because it's not like he's playing football right now, because I'd imagine like a month after having sex, you'd be able to throw the hell out that ball.
Because now is the time he should do it, right? While the season is down.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Abort mission, Cam, and get back in the game.
So with March coming to an end, if you had to like give up something for the month of April, what would y'all give up?
All my vices, I need them, honey. I ain't giving nothing up.
I can't give up sex because I rarely get it, so.
You know what I gave up?
What?
I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah, Hungary.
You gave up. I was like, how did you do it?
But now she's picked up heroin.
Now she's starting coke.
China white in my purse.
Because crack is whack.
All right, honey. Well, after the break, honey, Heidi and Frank, honey, take on the Florida Man Challenge. Come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, have you heard of this new internet challenge called the Florida Man Challenge?
No.
If you're not familiar with the Florida Man Challenge, what you do is you put in your birth date with Florida Man Challenge, and it'll tell you what somebody did in Florida on that date in the news. Because, you know, Florida's known for their craziness. Even celebs like John Legend and Josh Groban got in on the fun. John Legend, for example, got Florida Man dropped stolen TV from getaway scooter. Now, the challenge can be both disturbing and hilarious, so I thought, why not give it a shot? So we looked up my birthday and Heidi's birthday to find out what happened in Florida on the Florida Man Challenge. And Heidi, what did you get?
Well, September 24th, for those wondering when, you know, to send presents. September 24th, a Florida man charged with chasing a couple around a Chick-fil-A parking lot, butt naked. That's pretty good.
Yeah, mine was a Florida man caught with nearly 200 illegal lobsters. I don't know what really makes a lobster illegal. Maybe they were underage. I don't know. They were shrimps. They weren't quite lobsters yet. And so, you know.
And now the man has crabs. So there's that.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.